Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man ihtada bihudahu ila yawm al-deen. Amma ba'd. We continue reading in the chapter of the description of the prayer of the Prophet. The author, he mentioned Babu Sifati Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. He mentioned several narrations and we continue reading. And he says, Rahimahullahu ta'ala an al-Bara' ابن عازب رضي الله عنهما أنه قال رمقت الصلاة مع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فوجدت قيامه فركعته فاعتداله بعد ركوعه فسجدته فجلسته بين السجدتين فسجدته فجلسته ما بين التسليم والانصراف قريبا من السواء وفي رواية البخاري ما خال القيامة والقعود قريبا من السواء. We see that the author rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the narration of Al-Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhuma, that he said raqamtu as-salata ma'a Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that I looked diligently at the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he pondering over it. Many times he would witness the prayer, and he would ponder over the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and think deeply about this. And he would, radiyallahu anhu, and he would watch with detail and examine the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to follow him precisely. He said, رَقَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ أي نَظَرْتُ نَظْرَ تَأَمُّلُ نَظَرْتُ نَظْرَ تَأَمُّلُ meaning I looked at it with detail and with pondering and consideration. رَقَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ مَعَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَوَجَدْتُ قِيَامَهُ. He said, and I found that his qiyam, فَرَكْعَتَهُ and his ruku' فَاعْتِدَالَهُ بَعْدَ رُكُوعِهِ and his standing up after the ruku' فَسَجْدَتَهُ and his prostration فَجِلَسَتَهُ بَيْنَ السَّجْدَتَيْنِ and his sitting between the two prostrations فَسَجْدَتَهُ and then his prostration again فَجِلَسَتَهُ مَا بَيْنَ التَّسْلِيمِ وَالْإِنْصِرَافِ and likewise his sitting between making the taslim and then getting up to leave from the prayer صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says قَرِيبًا مِنَ السَّوَاءِ that they were all the same, or they were all almost the same. They were all nearly the same. Meaning the period of time that he would spend in these positions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were all almost the same. Meaning not exactly the same, there was a bit of difference between them. قَرِيبًا مِنَ السَّوَى قَرِيبًا مِنَ السَّوَى and they were nearly equal and the same in length and the period of time. The author, he says, وَفِي رِوَايَةِ الْبُخَارِي and in the narration or the wording of al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, مَا خَلَى الْقِيَامَ وَالْقُعُودَ قَرِيبًا مِنَ السَّوَاءِ mentioning all of these places here, they're all the same except for the qiyam and the qu'ud. All of them are nearly the same period of time. Except for مَا خَلَى الْقِيَامَ أي الْقِيَامَ لِلْقِرَاءَ وَالْقُعُودَ أي الْقُعُودَ للتشهد. And all of these places here, they are the same or nearly the same in the lengthened period except for the standing for the recitation and except for the sitting for the tashahud, except for the sitting of the tashahud. So we see in this narration that the actions of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are all similar in length and likewise they are suitable. They are similar in length and they are all suitable together likewise. They are similar in length and all suitable together likewise. And we see that the standing for the recitation and the sitting for the tashahud, these two, they will be suitable for the ruku' and the i'tidal and the sujood. And this is what is intended by this. That one, he will not lengthen the qiyam and the standing for the recitation and then make the ruku' very light. Or he will not lengthen the sujood and make it long and then make the recitation very short. And the sitting of the tashahud very short, meaning the tashahud al-akhir, the last tashahud. But rather, each one of these pillars would be suitable for the other. So therefore, if the standing for the recitation is long, then likewise the ruku' will be long. And the sujood will be long, and the sitting will be long. So, for example, if the recitation is long, then likewise the ruku will be long, will be a bit longer. Doesn't mean that they'll be the same length, but if one of the pillars is long, then the other one will be considered long likewise. And if one of the pillars is short, then they would all be considered short. So he not lengthen drastically one pillar and then shorten drastically another, but rather all of the pillars would be similar in length and suitable to each other. So therefore, the one who lengthens the recitation, then it's legislated for him to lengthen the ruku' and the standing from the ruku' and to lengthen the sujood and the rising from the sujood and the likes like this. So if he begins in lengthening, then the rest of the parts or the rest of the pillars likewise will be lengthened in this manner. So this is what is intended by this narration, that the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the prayer, they are all similar in length and suitable one to another. And we see here, مَا خَلَى الْقِيَامَ وَالْقُعُودَ, except for الْقِيَامَ وَالْقُعُودَ قَرِبًا مِنَ السَّوَاءِ, that all of them, they were nearly the same except for the qiyam and the qu'ud, meaning the qu'ud for التشهد الأخير. And it is known that the qiyam, the standing for the recitation before the ruku', and that this is one of the longest parts of the prayer. One of the longest pillars of the prayer is the standing here. One will recite the opening du'a, and then after that recite the Fatiha and a portion of the Qur'an. And according to the recitation, then this portion here of the prayer will be longer than the other portions of the prayer. And likewise, the sitting for the tashahud, especially the last one, whenever it is legislated to supplicate and make du'a, after finishing and completing the tashahud and the salawat al-Ibrahimiyyah, and the likes like this, then it's legislated for a believer to sit there and to supplicate. فَلِتَخَيَّ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ مَا شَاءَ, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he mentioned. So therefore, the sitting here is longer likewise. So if one lengthens the recitation, he will lengthen likewise the sitting and the tashahud. These two will be similar in length. And likewise, if he lengthened these, then also he would lengthen the ruku' and the rising from the ruku', and he would lengthen the sujood and the rising from the sujood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not intended from this narration, and Allah knows best, that the ruku' will be as long as the recitation, or the rising from the ruku', or the sujood, or the rising from the sujood, that these will all be equal to the length of the standing for the recitation. This is not what is intended. But rather, what is intended, And Allah knows best, is that if the recitation is long, then likewise, similarly, these other portions of the prayer will also be lengthened accordingly, but not the same length. So therefore, one would not lengthen the recitation and then shorten the ruku', and he will not lengthen the ruku' and shorten the sujood and the likes like this, but rather each of the pillars will be suitable for the others. So if he lengthens one, then they will all be lengthened accordingly, but not exactly in this manner. And from the evidences that indicate this, and the fact that it is not intended that the ruku' will be as long as the recitation, for example, or the sujood will be as long as the recitation, that this is not intended, are the narrations that have preceded in this chapter, the chapter of As-Salah. And particularly in the beginning of this chapter, we read the chapter of Al-Mawaqi, Bab al-Mawaqi, the chapter of the times of the prayer. And in that chapter, we read the narration of Abi Barza al-Aslami, radiyallahu anhu, and he mentioned about the time of Fajr. وَكَانَ يَنْفَتِرُ مِنْ صَلَاةِ الْغَدَاتِ حِينَ يَعْرِفُ الرَّجُلُ جَلِيسَهُ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would finish the morning prayer whenever a man, he would know who was the one who was sitting next to him. He would be able to identify the one who was sitting next to him. وَكَانَ يَقْرَأُ بِالسِّتِينَ إِلَى الْمِئَةِ, and he would read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Fajr prayer from 60 to 100 verses. Some of the people of knowledge mentioned that that is in one rak'ah. But in any case, he would read from 60 to 100 verses, either in one rak'ah or in two rak'ah. And likewise, we have read previously as well in the same chapter the hadith of Aisha, radiyallahu anha, and she said, لَقَدْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُصَلِّي الْفَجْرِ فَيَشْهَدُ مَعُهُ نِسَاءٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ مُتَلَفِّعَاتٍ بِمُرُوطِهِنَّ, لا ثم يرجعن إلى بيوتهن لا يعرفهن أحد من الغلس. That verily the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to pray the Fajr prayer, and some of the believing women would attend that prayer along with him while they're covered in their garments, and they would return to their homes and no one would know them from the darkness. From the darkness that still remains, from the Fajr. From the darkness that still remains from the Fajr. So we see that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were to recite 60 verses or 100 verses in one rak'ah, and then after that he were to lengthen as well the ruku' for that length, and then rise from the ruku' and lengthen the standing there for that length, and then go to sujood and lengthen it for the same length, 60 to 100 verses, the recitation of 60 to 100 verses, and then he would, and then to rise from that, and then sit between the two sajdas, 60 to 100 verses, and then go to sujood again, 60 to 100 verses, and then rise again, and then make the tashahud for 60 to 100 verses. If that was intended, then by the time he's done with this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sun would have risen. But this is not what is narrated, but rather they would finish the prayer and the women would still return home and they would not be able to be identified whenever they're covered in their garments because of how dark it is outside. Because of how dark it is outside. And like this, Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, he mentioned about this, and he said, رحمه ta'ala, he says, وَلَوْ كَانَ النَّبِي يَمُدُّ فِي سَائِرِ الْأَرْكَانِ كَمَا يَمُدُّ فِي الْقِرَاءَةِ أَوْ قَرِيبًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ لَمَنْ صَرَفَ من صلاة الصبح إلا بعد طلوع الشمس إلا بعد طلوع الشمس. That if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he were to lengthen the rest of the pillars as he lengthened the recitation, or even near to that in length, then he would finish the morning prayer, then he would not finish the morning prayer until after the rising of the sun, until after the rising of the sun. So therefore, what is clearly intended from this narration is that the pillars, they will be performed in a manner that is suitable in length and in shortness, that one would not be long, extremely longer than the other, and or nor would one be shorter, extremely than the other. But as for the recitation, it is known that it is longer than the other pillars. And likewise, the sitting for the last tashahud and making dua in that manner, likewise, it is longer than the other pillars. So these two will be suitable. So therefore, if one were to recite and stand for a longer period, then he would likewise lengthen the ruku' some. Not to the same amount of time, but rather he would lengthen it some. And likewise, the sujood, so on and so forth. Or if he recited a short portion in the recitation and he made the standing short, then he would not make the ruku' extremely long in this manner likewise. But rather, each of these pillars would be similar in length and in shortness, and they would be suitable one to the other. This understanding here likewise has been mentioned by Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book Kitab al-Salah. And he mentioned, he says, وَلَيْسَ مَرَادُهُ أَنَّهُمَا بِقَدَرِ رُكُوعِهِ وَسُجُودِهِ. He said, and it is not his intent that the qira'ah and the tashahud are the same amount of time as the ruku' and the sujood. And then he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَإِنَّمَا الْمُرَادُ أَنَّ طُولَهُمَا كَانَ مُنَاسِبًا لِطُولِ الرُّكُوعِ وَسُجُودِ وَالْإِعْتِدَالَيْنِ. He said, but what is intended is that the length of the recitation, or that the length of the standing for the recitation and the length for the sitting for the tashahud is suitable in length to the ruku' and the sujood and the rising from them. بِحَيْثُ لَا يَظْهَرُ التَّفَاوُتُ الشَّدِيدُ فِي طُولِ هَذَا وَقِصْرِ هَذَا. So that it would not appear an extreme difference or variance between the length of this one and the shortness of that one. And then he says, rahimahullah, كَمَا يَفْعَلُهُ كَثِيرٌ مِمَّا لَا عِلْمَ عِنْدَهُ بِالسُّنَّةِ. Like what many of those people do, those who have no knowledge of the sunnah. Those who have no knowledge of the sunnah. What do they do? يُطِيرُ الْقِيَامَ جِدًّا وَيُخَفِّفُ الرُّكُوعُ وَيُخَفِّفُ الرُّكُوعَ وَالسُّجُودَ. He said they will lengthen the recitation long, and then they will lighten the ruku' and the sujood. وَكَثِيرًا مَا يَفْعَلُونَ هَذَا فِي التَّرَاوِيحِ. And a lot of times you find them doing this in a taraweeh. So therefore we see the benefit of this narration and what is intended is that the pillars of the prayer, they are similar. They are similar in length and in shortness. And as for the recitation and the sitting for the last tashahhud, then they will be similar in length together. And the likes, not exactly, but they will be similar. And as for the ruku' and the rising from the ruku' and standing there before going to sujood, and then the sujood, and then rising from the sujood and sitting there before going back for sujood, all of these pillars here likewise are in accordance to the standing for the recitation and the sitting for the tashahhud. If those two affairs were long, then the ruku' and the likes will be longer, and if they were short, then they will be accordingly as well. And this is what is intended from this narration, and Allah knows best. After this, the author, he mentioned another narration, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says, وَعَنْ ثَابِتِنِ الْبُنَانِ رَحِمَهُ تَعَالَى عَنْ أَنَسِ بْنِ مَالِكٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He mentioned the narration of Thabit al-Bunani, and he is narrating from, or he's narrating on Anas ibn Malik, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Thabit, he is from the Tabi'een, and he died in the year 127, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi, he mentioned about him, كان من أئمة العلم والعمل, that he was from the imams and from the leaders of knowledge and action. And he was a leader in this issue, from the leaders, from the imams of al-ilmi wal-amal. Not just knowledge, but rather knowledge and application. This is something that he was known for. And likewise, not only was he known for his knowledge and his application, but also he was well known for his worship. Kana abidan, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Thabit al-Bunani, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he spent 40 years with Anas ibn Malikin, radiyallahu anhu. He spent 40 years with him diligently. Lazamahu arba'ina sana, that he was close to him and near to him and learning from him and benefiting him from for 40 years. And it's mentioned about Thabit as well as two others, that they are athbatun nas fi Anas, that they are the most solid and upright narrators and reliable and trustworthy narrators who narrate the narrations of Anas. There are three of them. And they are Qatada, Ibn Di'am al-Sudusi, he died in the year 117. And Muhammad Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri, he died in the year 124. And the third one is our narrator here in this narration, Thabit al-Bunani, and he died in the year 127. Rahmatullahi alayhim jami'a. Also, it is known that that Thabit, he was beloved to Anas, radiyallahu anhu. He was very beloved to Anas. And there's a narration whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sent Anas radiyallahu anhu on a task. He sent him to perform a task for him, and it was a secret. And whenever he performed this task, Anas, he was delayed and he came home late. And whenever he came home, his mother asked him where he had been. And he mentioned that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had sent him to perform a deed for him and to take care of a task for him. And then his mother asked him, what was that task? And Anas radiallahu anhu, he said, it is a secret. This is the secret of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sulaym radiallahu anha, his mother at this time, she said, do not inform anybody of the secret of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this narration, Anas, he mentioned to Thabit, when he's narrating this narration, he said, if I were to tell anybody, O Thabit, I would tell you. If I were going to tell anybody, O Thabit, then it would be you who I would tell. Meaning that Anas, he's not going to tell anybody. But if he were going to tell somebody and to entrust them with this secret, then he would entrust Thabit. This is because of his love that he has for him and his great trust that he has with Thabit and Bunani, rahimahullahu ta'ala. We see that Thabit, not only did he narrate on Anas, but likewise he narrated on Abdullah ibn Umar, and also Abdullah ibn Zubair, and also Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, and other than them from the companions, radiallahu anhum. And he is from those upright narrators. And he is narrating this narration on Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu. He says that Anas, he said, قال إني لا آل أن أصلي بكم كما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي بنا إني لا آل أي إني لا أقصر بل أجتهد إني لا آل verily I will not be deficient nor fall short rather I will strive hard to lead you in the prayer just as I have seen the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leading us in prayer. Verily, I am not going to fall short, meaning I'm going to strive hard and be diligent. And in order to pray with you in the manner that I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praying with us. Praying with us. And the intent from Anas radiallahu anhu here is not to praise himself and the likes like this, but rather to clarify that what he is upon is knowledge, and that he knows the sunnah, and that he witnessed the sunnah, and that those who hear this from him, they should be diligent to pay attention and to learn in this manner. And to learn in this manner, إِنِّي لَا أَلُو, meaning إِنِّي لَا أُقَصِّر, I will not fall short. And inshallah, and meaning I'm going to strive hard and be diligent to pray with you in the manner that I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray with us. Meaning so that you can learn this sunnah, and that you can take this from me, and that you can be upon clarity on your deen. We are from those who witness the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray, and if you want to pray like him, then watch how we pray. And this is what it means here, that he's going to lead them in the prayer, just as he saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leading them in prayer. So therefore, what he is upon with regards to his salat, and Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, then this is the sunnah. Then this is the sunnah. And he and other than him from the companions radiallahu anhum, they're the ones who witnessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray. And they're the ones who learn from him. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. قال ثابت ثابت he says now رحمه الله تعالى فكان أنس يصنع شيئا لا أراكم تصنعونه but Anas he was doing something that I do not see you people doing it. Anas was doing something that I do not see you people doing. And at this time he says, and it says as if somebody were to say, and what is that? And what is that? كان إذا رفع رأسه من الركوع انتصب قائما حتى يقول القائل قد نسي. That whenever he would raise his head from the ruku', he would stand up straight and remain there until someone would say, verily he forgot. Until someone would say, verily he forgot. And he would make the ruku' and then raise from the ruku' radiallahu anhu, and he would remain standing there for a period of time until those praying behind him would say, maybe he forgot that he's in prayer, or maybe he forgot that he's supposed to go to sujood in this manner. وَإِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السَّجْدَةِ مَكَثَ حَتَّى يَقُولَ الْقَائِلُ قَدْ نَسِي. And whenever he would raise his head from the sajda, radiallahu anhu, then he would remain there, sitting there in that position, until someone would say, verily he has forgot. And verily he has forgot to go back into sujood. Verily to go back into sujood. So we see here that Thabit, he is clarifying the affair of al-i'tidal. Al-i'tidali ba'da al-ruku'i wal-i'tidali bayna al-sajdataini. That al-i'tidal, it is to rise up and to become straight and to rise up properly. And this is with regards here in this narration to the rising from the ruku' and the rising from the sujood. That from the way of Anas radiallahu anhu here in this narration, which is clearly the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that whenever he would rise from the ruku', he would not go straight down to the sujood, but rather he would remain there for a period. He would rise and become erected and stand straight up in the straight position, and then he would remain there for a period. He would remain there for a brief period, and then after that he would go to sujood. And likewise, whenever he would make the sujood, he would rise up from the sujood until he has risen up completely straight. And then he would not go back down to the sujood rushing or in a hurry, but rather he would rest there for a moment and then go back down into sujood. We see here that Thabit, rahimahullah, he says, فَكَانَ أَنَسٌ يَسْنَعُ شَيْئًا لَا أَرَاكُمْ تَسْنَعُونَهُ. This is telling his students that he said, verily, I saw Anas doing something that I don't see you people doing. And this is in the time of Thabit, and he's from the Tabi'in, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he's speaking to the people in his era. Meaning that in that time there were individuals who had left off this affair particularly. And this is why he mentioned this here in this narration, and he didn't mention the rest of the pillars. And that the people, they had left off this standing properly returning to the standing position properly after the ruku', and likewise rising up properly from the sujood and sitting there for a moment and not hastening. That these affairs had been left by some of the individuals in the time of Thabit, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and therefore he's reminding them of this affair, and he's clarifying them this issue, that this is from the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who said, وَصَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي, and pray in the manner you have seen me pray. And Anas radiallahu anhu, the manner that he had seen him pray is like this. Whenever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rise from the ruku', he would remain there for a period. He would remain there for a period of time before going into the sujood. And likewise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would rise up from the sajda, from the prostration, he would sit in the sitting position. Before going back to the sujood, he would sit there for a period. And he would not hasten in his prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in these two narrations, there are many benefits. And from them, in summarization, we see that it is preferred and better that the ruku' and the rising from the ruku' and standing there, and likewise the sujood and the rising from the sujood and sitting there, then these particular pillars, they will be similar in length. They will be similar in length. Not meaning they have to be exactly the same length, but they will be similar. And a person should not make one of them extremely long and the other one extremely short. He will not make the sujood long and then the ruku' short and the likes like this, or the rising from the ruku' in this manner. Rather, he would make the ruku' and the rising from the ruku' and the sujood and the rising from the sujood, they would all be similar in length. If he lengthened them, they would all be similar in length. And if he shortened them, then they would all be similar in length in this manner. And this is what is best. And likewise, we see that the qiyam for the recitation, I mean the standing for the recitation, and likewise the sitting for the last tashahud, these two pillars here, they are longer than the others. They are longer than the others, but likewise they will be similar in length. And if one of them is long, then both of them will be considered lengthy in a suitable manner. So therefore, to summarize again, we see that the actions of the salah, they're all mutanasiba. They're all mutanasiba, mutaqariba. That they're all similar in length according to the period of time, how long it is or how short it is. That one will not be extremely longer than the other, but rather they will be close to the same. Likewise, from this narration, we see the establishment of having a tumanina. Having a tuma'nina in the i'tidal from the ruku', and likewise the i'tidal from the sujood, and the rising from the ruku', and there is a state of tuma'nina there, that one, he will have tranquility and peace there. He will not raise up and go down real fast, but rather he'll raise up until he's erected and is standing up straight properly for a brief moment, and then he will go down. And likewise, he will not raise from the sujood hastily and go back down quickly, but rather he will raise up from the sujood with tuma'nina, and he would have tranquility, and he will raise up all the way and sit there properly, and then go back down into the sujood in this manner. And this is contrary to those individuals who take their prayer lightly and as a joke, and they're moving quickly up and down, not completing the pillars or having any concern for the actions of the prayer. And if that is the case with the outward appearance of the salat of these individuals, then do not even ask on the deficiency of the inward aspect of their prayer. Wallahu al-musta'an. Wallahu al-musta'an. Likewise, we see in these narrations here, the diligence of the companions in holding fast to the sunnah, and the diligence of the companions radiallahu anhum in holding fast to the sunnah and spreading the sunnah, likewise in teaching the people and encouraging the people to hold fast to the sunnah. And also from the benefits of this narration, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that it's an obligation to revive the sunnah and to establish it in statement and in deed, in speech and in action. And to reprimand those people who are contrary to the sunnah, those people who oppose the sunnah and conflict with that. And this reprimand or this inkar, this will be according to the level of each individual. Not everybody who is in opposition to the sunnah is on the same level. Some of them are in stubborn opposition upon knowledge, rejecting the sunnah. And others there are simply in opposition to the sunnah because of ignorance, while they have a good intention and they want good, but they do not have the right knowledge to achieve what they hope for. So the people will be advised accordingly, and the reprimand and the forbiddance of evil will be according to the situation of every individual. And based upon knowledge and sincere intention, and based upon wisdom and understanding the situation of the people. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.